Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the posh, luxurious Impact Power Sports Studio. If you want a Yamaha golf cart, they have them at Impact Power Sports. Perhaps you're looking for an ATV, a side-by-side, e-bike, motorcycle, go-kart, scooter, they have it all. Head over to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com for more information. Thank you so much to them for sponsoring the show. There was a technological meltdown that happened today. As Man Bun Chris says, sounding like the pipes are doing good, easy. Yeah, it sounds okay. I still am a little bit nasally. This thing has been just lingering. Whatever it is, this crud that was in my system. It was 2 weeks ago Sunday, so now I feel the urge to cough. I don't have my cough drops in front of me. I might have to go get them. So here we go. Today I was on Q100 doing my morning show. And then as I was talking, I started to get text messages. One after the other, and I can hear the phone buzzing while I'm talking. Like something's going on. I look at the phone. It's various members of the radio station telling me I am off the air. Now, there's a few things that have to happen that is all boring and not worth talking about as to how I get this show on the air. All I can tell you is that the world is much smaller now with technology. To be able to do a radio show on a 60,000-watt radio station, the station is in the middle of nowhere. I'm down here. To be able to pull this off is fucking amazing, honestly. But when things go wrong, it has a ripple effect. So I guess up at north of the Hard Living Line where the radio station is, there was an issue on their end. And that's all I'm concerned about, whether it's an issue on their end or an issue on my end. Now, earlier in the day, it was an issue on my end. So two things happened. And that one was more ridiculous because I had just gotten up. Now, as I age, I am noticing more and more that it takes a fair amount of time for me to gain my wits upon waking. Now, a professional soul would get up at least with half an hour of time before you actually go on the air, but not me. At 6 a.m., maybe 6:01, maybe 6:02, top of the hour, news happens on the radio station. All right? So, at the earliest, my show will start at 6:03 a.m. after the three-minute newscast. So, my alarm goes off at 5:50. Now, that already is way too late. But what do? I hit snooze. And I fall immediately back to sleep. The alarm goes off again at 6. Now, at best, I should say at the earliest, 3 minutes from that moment that I shut the alarm off, I'm talking on here. So I come stumbling in. I turn on the audio, and I can hear that there's a song playing. There's about 30 seconds left in the song. Song is going to finish, then you got 3 minutes of news. So probably 6:04 is start time. It's now 6:01. news ends, I hit the theme for my show. It's a music bed. And I hear nothing. And there's something going on, and I can tell it's on my end. And I don't know what it is. So now there's silence on the radio. So I'm like, uh-oh. I go ahead and I hit a couple buttons, and I now then use TeamViewer to control the studio in Grayling and get a song going just so that there's music, okay? Excuse me. But I still haven't solved my problem. This lasted until about 6:20. And I finally get my guy, the tech guy, on, and he takes over my computer with TeamViewer. It turns out that, you know, the little speaker icon, my computer was muted, and I hadn't done that. I hadn't touched any. He kept asking, "Have you changed anything?" I'm like, "I plugged in the air conditioner into the wall," and so I'm like, you know, trying to troubleshoot this thing. I was underneath this table, like bumping around like an idiot, and I had no shot of repairing this. And it turns out that it was simply, he goes, "I found the problem," and he turned the volume up on this computer that plays the music on my end. And I'm like, "My God." He goes, "Yeah, you know, it happens. Inadvertent bumping or whatever happens." So I was shocked with that. So now that slows everything down. Now I'm late. Now this would all be alleviated, I think, if I just got up, I don't know, even 10 minutes before the start of the show. So now my whole morning is backed up. Because let that be a lesson for you. And you would probably heed it better than I would. I don't know why I do this to myself all the time. It's very destructive. It's all about sleeping. My God, can you imagine if I was still drinking? I mean, my life is kind of a tightrope as it is right now. But can you imagine if I was always drunk? Ryan says that's too early for tech shit. 10 minutes would have done you no better. Well, I don't know about that. I think let's just say in the event that it did work, it's still not a great idea to wake up and roll out of bed and 30 seconds after you get out of bed, start hosting a radio show. That's ridiculous. I should go back and pull the first segments of all these shows of me when I'm like, "Oh, I don't know what the fuck is going on." Oh, God. So then later on, as the show is winding down, so the beginning of the show was fucked, and then the end of the show, all of a sudden, I'm getting text messages while I'm talking saying, "You're off the air. Holy shit. The shit has hit the fan." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." And they lost power or something at the radio station. I don't know. It's very, very windy up there. And the infrastructure up there is not that great. So maybe that had something to do with it. Standby. But so as I'm finishing up the show, it goes dark. And I didn't even know if I was on the air. And then it turns out I was on for a little bit. And then I was suddenly off. And then I was on. And then I was off. And then this nice lady named Joe Marie. And she is one of this cavalcade of ladies there. And the radio station is run by all women. Bob is saying no sound. Now, I don't know if this is one of those weird moments or what, but it looks on my end like I do have sound. Is Bob the only one saying no sound? Yeah, it's fine, Bob. And Branjo says, "Uh-oh, here comes a beat-up." Exactly, here comes a beat-up. That is a trend where people just assume the problem is on my end. And the reason why that happens is because Bob is a fuckface. Okay? He has been diagnosed with fuckface. So fear creeps across my heart. I wonder, is anybody actually hearing me? It turns out everybody except fuckface Bob is hearing me. Wouldn't it be okay if maybe you troubleshot it on your end before you turn to me with whatever the fuck it is that you is fucking you up? Holy shit. Nick says, sound blanked out for me for 30 seconds, but all good now. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there really was a problem. But I think it's Bob's just a fucking idiot. Now, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Do you see how disruptive that is? I'm not sure where I was at all in that topic. Okay, I was talking about... Yeah, it's gone. It is completely gone. I see Ryan is here. It's been a while since we've seen Ryan. His schedule is kind of like freed him up a little bit. Thank you, Stevie. She has reminded me of what I was discussing. The women of the radio station. Everybody there is a woman. By the way, when you're north of the hard living line, these types of things are said with great ease. JC, just the number two at the radio station, showed up to work. Now, JC's a giant. He's 6'7", and he's got this little Chevy Colorado truck, and I've been busting his balls about that. But the first thing that I heard when he pulled up to the radio station, I did not know that he got this little truck, which he kind of looks ridiculous climbing out of because he's so big. And one of the people at the radio station said, oh, here comes JC in his F rhymes with bag truck. No, I take it back. F rhymes with baggot truck. Like, blurted that out into the air. And I was like, what? What did I just hear? Here comes JC in his F rhymes with baggot truck. And then I realized that I'm in a different country. I am north of the hard living line. Those words were never deemed illegal up there. They say that teachers say that to the kids in those communities. Teachers of third grade classes will say, ah, what are you, a baggot? Like if the kid doesn't turn in his assignment on time. Oh, yeah, thanks, bag. Tyler says that's appropriate vocab north of the HLL. And I just went, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I see. No, I didn't say it. I wouldn't want to say that word. I think the F word rhymes with baggot is catching up. It's not as close, but I think it's catching up to the N-word. Like, you know, the N-word is the Michael Jordan of nasty words. But I think F rhymes with baggot is Shaq, you know, or maybe even LeBron. Do you think there's anybody else doing a podcast that is comparing the offensiveness of horrible slurs to some of the greatest basketball players of all time? Tyler says HLLers are frowned upon if they don't use those types of slurs. Matt says up there, cousin sex is good, but gay sex is outlawed. Tyler says, for people to kick around, what is your Mount Rushmore of slurs? All right, obviously the N-word is there. The F rhymes with baggot is there. I'm not sure. Some of the other horrible slurs that could be on the Mount Rushmore. To me, they're all kind of like really solid number twos. Yeah, I was going to say that. Jeremy says K slur for Jewish people is strong. K rhymes with bike. What about D rhymes with bike to describe various homosexual persons or lesbians? Chris says F word, N word, R word, and C word. When you say C word, do you mean rhymes with punt? Because that's not a slur. That's just a bad word. I think the word, I don't think C word fits in there. That would be on its own Mount Rushmore of just nasty words. That's not a slur. Ryan says, don't forget C word rhymes. Or I should say, Tyler says CH rhymes with dink. And I think that needs some serious consideration. So F rhymes with baggot, N word. I don't think R word is up there. That's now okay. Since Trump was elected, everybody is allowed to say that again. So that's off. K rhymes with bike is strong. CH rhymes with blink is strong. So we'll have to continue this thought process. I can't say for sure. I would be comfortable with K rhymes with bike, CH rhymes with blink, F rhymes with baggot, and N-word. I was at the base of Mount Rushmore looking up at it with my family and my brother's family, and my niece at the time was in high school, probably like 10th or 11th grade. And we're looking up at him. I go, yep, that's something else. How about that Thomas Jefferson? He was so good. He's on the Mount Rushmore, and he wasn't even a president. You got Roosevelt there. You got Lincoln. You got Washington and Jefferson. He was so thorough in his governance that he's on the Mount Rushmore of presidents, and he's not a president. We're looking right at it. She goes, Uncle Eric, yes, he was. I hate to tell you this, but Thomas Jefferson was absolutely a president. I go, I don't think so. She says, yes, he was. Simple Google search. Of course, she was correct. I'm very proud of her, by the way. She's a rocket scientist. We've talked about that before. She got a master's degree in some type of engineering. And she works for a company that is contracted by the government to analyze rocket launches and do math to make sure they stay safe and efficient. That is her job as a rocket scientist. She lives out west in Los Angeles. Probably the smartest Zaytunian on the planet. Well, at least in my family. All right. So Tyler says the Mount Rushmore of slurs. This requires a great deal of thought. We'll reconvene about this at a later time. That's a great idea. I second that. But we can all agree that N-word, F rhymes with baggot, and my vote is K rhymes with bike, and CH rhymes with blink. Just don't do that shit. Anyway. All of the ladies there, though, They sexually harass me. And I really enjoy it. And it's a very mild form of it. It's not very abrasive, but I'm pretty sure that, like, if I'm walking through a workplace, if I had a job in a, like, a place, and let's say I was calling everybody honey and toots and darling, my love, I think that that's, like, not allowed. I don't think you can do that, right? In today's workplace. Can I get a second on that? I mean, like, at least for a dude, it is not okay to say honey, toots, sweetie, sweetie pie, my love, darling. Because that's what I'm known as at the radio station. Stevie says it is not okay at all for a guy to do that. Now, I agree with you. I would never dream of doing that. It just, you got to keep it professional. However, the caveat here would be me when talking to old ladies. Now, all of these ladies I call, they are older than me. There's one might not be older than me, but I'm pretty sure it's right on the border. I would say from age 48 up, it's okay to do this. And at the when you're across the HLL, 48 is the new 78. So whenever there's a conversation, because the shit was hitting the fan today, like I said, at the radio station, and I'm talking to various station personnel, all female, and they're calling me. Okay, honey. All right, sweetie. Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, toots. Okay, honey. Oh, yep. All right, darling. Okay, my love. And I just love it. I feel really great about that. And I want that to continue. That is like my favorite thing in the world. Now, I would not say those things back. To me, it's always yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Sounds good. But I think that that is a term of endearment that only an asshole would be butthurt about. A dude. Tyler says, sounds good, sugar tits. Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of those things. I want those types of sweet pet names. It makes me feel like part of a family, a sweet family that just adores me. It should be noted that while I'm here in West Michigan, I am a West Michigan 2.5. Up there, I'm a 9.9. I'm a north of the HLL 9.9, without a doubt. Chris says, I say ma'am if they're clearly older than me. If there's even a question, I say miss. Yeah, I drop miss, ma'am, and madam. Yes, that is correct, madam. Matt says, do any of them call you cockhead? No. Now, this whole dynamic of me waking up late, this isn't new. I didn't just start this. And I did it yesterday as well. The problem yesterday was, I mean, I got on the air fine. It was the same scenario. 2 minutes before I'm ready to talk, I'm rubbing the sleep out of my eyes. But what I did do is I forgot to shut the alarm off. And so when the show started, while I was in here, the alarm went off in Pooh Bear's in our bedroom again, and it woke her up. And so I go in there, and then it is time for her to get up shortly thereafter. And she starts to give me the business. And she's pissed. And she's going off about this. She's like, you know, you got to get up earlier. And she's lecturing me and going hard in the paint. And I didn't dare say a word. I didn't want to say anything bad. Now, that last night, the night before that, I had to get up several times in the night. I had some digestive issues. So I hit the sleep button for sure one more time, and then I slept through it. And it was just a lot going on. There was a lot wrong with that. And so I said, yeah, I was really tired. Well, actually, I didn't say anything, and she kept, like, beating me up. And then she goes, are you hearing me? And then I very calmly, I said, yeah, I just didn't sleep that well, and I'm sorry. I just had a hard time. And so she realized she was yelling at me, and she kind of felt bad about that. And that's like a new trick, okay? That's a very judo-like approach to when you've got a wife mad as a hornet at you. Just button your lip, and then she'll run on by. And that's exactly what she did. And then later in the day, she said, I'm so sorry, like out of the blue, I'm so sorry that I was giving you the business there. And I'm like, hey, don't even worry about it. So I've added that to my arsenal of just keeping my mouth shut. Stand by, I got a cough. Damn it. All right. Tyler says, former Zaniac women are hard living line sixes and sevens, but West Michigan twos and threes, and trending down. I would say ones or twos. Those are some disgusting beasts. Teeth aren't supposed to crumble out of your mouth when you're eating a marshmallow. All right. Yesterday, I informed you about my Freedom of Information Act request about the Burn King being whisked away in an ambulance on Sunday night. Some of you might be like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I only talked about this on Patreon. I alluded to it yesterday, but I came clean that who it's about on the Patreon. But it's true. Sunday, our pal, the Burn King, had us all very, very concerned because he was whisked away from the residence in an ambulance. So one of the top radio hosts of all time, future Hall of Famer, top-notch sports broadcaster, is not, what the hell happened there? We need answers, goddammit. So I wasn't even sure. I don't even know if he's even talked about this today on his show about this. And I'm wondering if anybody heard the start of their show or if at any point he addressed this. But I need to hear that 911 call to make sure that he's okay. We don't want to live in a world where there's no free beer. God damn it. The relationship is 100% important. You know, we need to have him doing his show so that we can continue to do Who Are These Freebeers. Man Bun Chris says, this is not Freebeer's story to tell. It's EZ's. Absolutely. If our favorite radio star has a health issue, it's up to me to mention that, to be out in front of that. It's up to me to tell that story. So I am. I have heard nothing back from the county regarding my request for the 911 call. But I do have, hold on a second. I got to make sure that it's okay for me to mention this.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I do have some information as to what took place. Yeah, I better hold off on that. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a text message to one of my moles, but I can't let you hear it, you know? So stand by. I do have several different moles that have been reaching out. In fact, I got another one. Another mole saw him out in the wild. Yesterday, 5:26 p.m., this mole writes, I saw a free beer in the wild about an hour ago or so. Him, and I'm assuming his wife, were in Granville by the post office. He didn't look too worse for wear. And I said, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he had a fainting attack. There was a thought that one of you said maybe too many chicken tenders and red meat has caught up to him. And this is what we speculated about on this show. On this show, we speculated that the Burn King either had a grabber or thought he was having a grabber, or he fainted. We'll know more over time. Like I said, I have not heard back from the county, but from what I saw, with having filled out that FOIA request to get that 911 call to the residents, it should be good to go. So we honestly send our best to our pal Freebeer. Again, I know what happened to him, but I'm not going to say until I talk to this mole. I would like to announce a new contest. Since we're having such success with seeing free beer in the wild, if you can get some paparazzi footage, preferably video of free beer in the wild, I will send you a brand new Eric Zane Show podcast t-shirt and a beer. So send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com, or if you have my cell phone number, you can text it to me. Free beer in the wild. More points if you actually approach him and say hi and tell him Eric Zane hired me as paparazzi for you. In fact, let's make that a requirement. When you see free beer in the wild, bust out your phone. Hey, EZ paparazzi here to interview. And then just start asking him questions. Ask him whatever you want. And then get me that video, and you will get a free Eric Zane Show podcast t-shirt. And I'll send you a beer. Tyler says, Mr. Beer, can I take a picture for the Big Fraud News Network? Yeah, whatever you want to do. Nick says, shit, if I see him, I don't know why it bleeps out bad words. If I see him, I'm going to run up on something. John stares as the camera rolling. I'm going to run up on. Yeah, I don't know what. It's all weird what you wrote. Ryan says, if I find him, I'm going to shoot video and pretend that I'm confused and that I'm a huge fan of Eric Zane. And I never imagined meeting him in my life. Yeah, you know, you can do whatever you want. You guys are all very, very creative people. Nick Seasom says he's going to run up Stuttering John style. All right, it took you three attempts to get that chat message correct. That was all a huge pile of shit. You're getting a big L on that deal. Alan says, what do I do if I get backstage? What do I get if I get backstage their live show in Green Bay? Okay. If you're backstage and you cause all sorts of chaos shooting video and just doing what a good troll would, make me proud, you will be recognized on the show. You get a t-shirt, a beer, and a pat on the back. I don't know, man. Just do it. Just go there and do it. You're going to be fucking famous to this audience. Phil Cronin is here from the Grand Rapids Gold, one of my closest friends that I have. One of the sweetest souls on the planet. I've talked to you about Phil. All right. And by the way, Phil is a huge wrestling fan. So for any of you that are wrestling fans, you should know that Cronbone is your guy to talk fucking wrestling. My mole says, I would wait. Yeah, I'm going to wait. I will wait. So we are not sure what happened to the Burn King. I suspect some type of indigestion or a fainting spell. Indigestion leading to making him think, oh my God, my heart's about to explode. You know, he walks a fine line as it is, you know, being that he does nothing for exercise. He eats like a child. He's always eaten like a child. He's never eaten anything nutritious in his life. So I would be very, very concerned if I were him. But I will find out more when my Freedom of Information Act request is answered. All right. Yesterday was a day for me where, this is going to sound weird, but that truck that I bought off of my dad, my beater, that 03 Silverado, which still just runs great. I cleaned the inside of the truck for the first time in years. Well, since I've had it. So I drive up north with the dogs, four dogs in there. There's so much dog hair inside of that thing that you can't even tell the color of the carpet. It's that bad. So, like, you know, you have the floor mats. When you pull the floor mats out, which are very, very dirty, what's underneath them is pristine carpet with not a single hair on it, and it's the shape of the floor mat. You know, it's like a template because around it is dog hair. That's how filthy this truck is. So I go, God damn it, I gotta clean this thing. And I don't know what it is, but whenever I get anything done like this, I feel so good. So much so that I went and sat in the truck this morning just to sit in it, just to look at the work I'd done. And I even cleaned the dash and cleaned the windows really well. And I had the opportunity to take Pooh Bear's car to go to the grocery store yesterday, which makes sense because to take it because it's so good on gas. I said, fuck that shit. I'm driving my truck. God, am I simple. My goal is to try to do a chore a day. Because there's, I've talked about this before. It never, ever comes to fruition. I stick with it for about 4 days and then it just falls off. That's the only way I have any chance of actually getting anything done around this house. The grass is already too long. I haven't even fired up the lawnmower once. And I'm the only asshole in the neighborhood who hasn't cut his lawn. You know, it's really starting to green up and grow now. Being that the weather is, we're getting, I mean, we have our tons of sunlight now. It's warm. At least it has been around here. Today's a weird one because it's like 70-something right now. And then the temperature's going to drop like a stone. We might get bombarded with thunderstorms. My God. Ran into one of Mike Ball's, speaking of Mike Ball, I ran into one of Mike Ball's people that works for him setting up the displays of Little Debbie snacks at the Meijer. And I go down the aisle and I see somebody putting Little Debbie products on the shelves. I go, this guy's got to be affiliated with Mike because Mike is the guy for everywhere. Stand by. Guy does the double take. Young dude. And he goes, hey. And I go, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. I don't know who the fuck he is. He goes, how are you? I go, man, I'm great. Yeah, how you been? He goes, not bad, man. It's been a long time. I go, I know. It's been so long. Holy shit. How are you? You doing okay? I have no fucking clue. And he goes, I go, what's your name again? And he goes, Matt. I go, yeah, man. Right, how are you? He goes, yeah, I play paintball with you. No clue. I go, oh, when Mike Ball and Evan, his son, you were there. You were there. Yeah, he goes, yeah, we all were. There's a ton of people. We brought a ton of people. I'm like, yeah, man, that was great. That was awesome. No idea. None. And I go, well, we got to play paintball again. We got one coming up June 4th. He goes, yeah, buddy. All right, we'll be back. I go, yeah, man, that's cool. And at this point, I realize I have forgotten the name. And I go, okay, tell me. And this is 15 seconds later. Holy shit, how incredible is this? I go, okay, tell me your name again. He goes, Matt. I go, right, yeah, Matt. All right, buddy. Right on. Fuck. And then I wrote it down. I actually did this. This is my new thing. On my note taker. Little Debbie. God damn it. Little Debbie dude Matt. How about this one? New Fear Bunker North neighbors on the corner, AJ and Kirsten. Usually a half mile separates neighbors at Fear Bunker North. And I'm riding down the two track to leave. And there's this couple walking out of this one structure. It's new. They're new because the place had been up for sale. And this was the place I wanted to buy to become the Fear Bunker North slumlord. But it didn't work out. So I rolled on the window. And this is the only way you can communicate with people. Is you have to yell from the road. You cannot walk on their property. Now, these did not look like hard living line people. They looked younger, probably 30s. And it looked like this is a getaway place. There's no way these young Gen Xers or whatever, not Gen Xers, millennials, are going to live here full time. So I rolled on the window. I go, now, again, I look like shit always, but my hair is all fucked up and I'm way far away. No big deal. And I got my beater truck dogs hanging out of the windows. I go, hello, how are you? And they go, well, hello, how are you? I said, my name is Eric. I have a place up here. I'm from Grand Rapids. I'm assuming you just purchased this, right? Yeah, just a couple months ago. I go, well, welcome to the neighborhood. I can't wait to talk to you more. What are your names? So this is my introduction to them. Everything fine. And I think I did well here. And she says, this is AJ, my husband, and I am Kirsten. And I go, well, it's a pleasure to meet you too. And then I'll be talking to you later. And then they said, okay, see you later. And I felt so good about that. I wish I had that I did something ridiculous, but I didn't. It was a totally great interaction. And then I immediately wrote the names down because it's just like me to never remember those names again. Ryan says, you know, it all makes sense now. Last time I ran into Big Fraud, he was sweaty, flustered, and frantically scrolling through his phone like he was defusing a bomb, just trying to find the note that said who I was. He eventually showed me a contact labeled guy I think I owe money to with a picture of a penis. That's a work of art right there. Now, just down the road from where AJ and Kirsten are, is this other dude, and I've forgotten his name. But this guy, this is his getaway spot. It's a trailer on the property. But this guy is a redneck. Unbelievable. And Charity Scam Mike and I, either last year or the year before, we haven't talked to this guy since. We've avoided him because of this moment right here. We're riding down, and we see the guy, and we do that. Hey, how are you, neighbor? Because they had just moved in, or they're visiting the property, and I had never met the guy. And he's like, hey, how are you? Yep, we're here, yep. And his daughter and him walk to the road, and she's got a look on her face that I would describe as trafficked, okay? Very shell-shocked, beyond shy, more like, the darting eyes were telling me that, like, she's blinking real hard and looking left and right. And I'm thinking, is this crazy bitch trying to send me a message? And I'm not even fucking shitting you here. I was like, hey, Mike, what was up with that chick? And he goes, this is my daughter. And my name is, I'll just say Cletus because I don't remember his name. I'm Cletus. I go, oh, okay, buddy. So what are you doing? Well, we're just getting rid of some of these logs, and I'm going to take the four-wheeler out for a ride a little later on. And I go, oh, okay. And he cracks a beer, and he takes a big rip off the beer, like so much that I wouldn't be surprised if two-thirds of the can is gone. Tyler said, is this the dude that constantly told you he paid for the property in cash? That's exactly right. And when he told the story, he says, well, we sold the property, and I went to the realtor and I said, I'll give you $19,000 cash money. Everything's cash money. $19,000 cash. I don't remember the dollar amount, but it was something. I mean, these pieces of property are not expensive. In fact, it wasn't even that expensive. I think that a piece of property there is like an acre, I don't know, a couple thousand. It's cheap as shit. You know, there's nothing here. But everything's cash money. I gave him $19,000 cash money. Like, that's supposed... I think he's trying to, like, fluff up his own resume, you know, because he gave him actual green cash. And we're like, oh, okay, well, hey, we're just headed off to the store. You need anything? No, we're good. We got our provisions here. We're going to be just fine. Thank you. Thank you. Nice to meet your acquaintance there. See you down the road. Okay, buddy. And, you know, I can hear Charlie Daniels Band in my head. Went down to Georgia. All that shit. We leave. We come back. We make food. Mike makes some venison. And he goes, hey, let's go give some to Cletus. I go, all right, sounds fine. Let's go for a walk. We go, smoke some Newports, walk to the end of my drive, up the road, go into his. We, as we approach, we were lucky because his wife was out in front. We go, hey, we got a peace offering to met Cletus earlier. We want to give him some of this venison. Is he here? He's out of the woods, cutting out of trees. You can come bring it to me. Okay. So we go in, we give it to her, and then we're back at the property having a fish fry, and we hear backfiring on a vehicle. And it's him on his four-wheeler. And he is coming down because he has appreciative and he wants to thank us. Well, he shows up there. His hands are very dirty. He's been working. And he's the type that we learned this very quickly. Now we're in a little bit different of a setting, a little less formal than the first introduction. And this piece of shit four-wheeler sputtering and kabanging all the way down, and he had to tell us about how he got it for nothing and he rebuilt it from the ground up, and he's really talking himself up. And we noticed very, very quickly that is what this is going to be. Everything, he is dominating the conversation, and he is in the presence of two talkers, Charity Scam Mike and myself. You know, you know what the hell I'm capable of. And we're just like, we are completely outmatched by this guy. And he's going on and on and on. Nick says, how many of the Mount Rushmore of slurs did he use? I don't remember specifics. I don't think there was anything. The only thing that stands out to me from this interaction is that he wouldn't shut up. And everybody was sick of him. And my dad started to get anxious and irritated with him. And Mike started to get irritated with him. And they're actually making references to how irritated they are. They're like voicing it now. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, just stop. And so at some point, I got the notion to show him the inside of the trailer. And I paid for that because later on, Mike's like, you quit being so fucking, after he left, why were you so hospitable to him? I was like, dude, I don't know. I wanted to make this as painless as possible. And if I act rude to the guy, he's probably the type to get fucking shit-faced and come and try to kill us all while we sleep. So I'm trying to make a friend, but just for longevity's sake, to stay alive. I don't want to antagonize this guy. So these fuckers, my dad and Mike, are antagonizing him. And that's why I wanted to get this guy away. But Mike thinks that I'm trying to make friends with him. And by the way, he drinks 3 beers in about 10 minutes, this dude. I mean, huge rips on these cans of beer. And I remember they were the tall ones, you know. He drank them really fast and a lot of beer. So he's drunk quickly, or maybe not. I don't know. Well, eventually, he actually says, well, I best be going. I got things to do out in the woods, so I'm going to head. It was nice to meet y'all. Good to meet you. Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for the venison. Thank you for the welcome to the neighborhood. If y'all need any help, you just holler and I'll help you out in any way I can. And that to me is the big thing. Okay. Outside of sucking this guy off, he'll do anything. And we're still in good standing to this day. And I haven't even crossed paths with him once since then. Now, I've seen the daughter. She walks to the edge of the property. And she kind of like is looking around with that I'm trafficked look. I've seen her standing. Her face is all dirty. Her feet are dirty. It's gross. Nick says giving a hill jack free venison is like feeding a stray cat. I'm glad you said that because that was the line that made me laugh the most. After he left, Mike goes, what have we done? We fed a cat. It's exactly what he said. So he's, what do you call it, backfiring up the road leaving, and he's probably like 10 feet away. And I go, all right, man, thank you. Don't be a stranger. That was the line. And then Charity Scam Mike goes, no, 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 do be a stranger. Be a stranger. He goes, what the fuck are you doing, man? I go, Mike, I don't even want to hear this shit. You're the fucking asshole who decided to go bring him venison. Did I make the venison? No. Did you make it? Yes. Did you suggest to me to bring him the venison? Yes, you did. Okay? So this is 50-50 here. And all I was doing, I mean, because I knew at the same time you did, asshole, that this has potential to be a mass murder, okay, from this guy. We could be all killed by it. I realized it. So did you. You know what you did? You started to fucking antagonize him. So did my dad. But he's got dementia, so he's, I mean, you can't fault him. You don't. Stand by. So don't tell me. I was just trying to live for another day, man. So I got that guy. He's on our side. But holy shit. And he told that same story to everybody that was there. You know, if a new person walked up to the campfire, he was going to tell him how he paid $19,000 cash money. Cash money. Oh, my God. Wow. All right. Welcome to this show. Thank you for being here. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure. Oh, yeah, I am sure. For the folks who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, thank you for being here. If you want the rest of the show, you got to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Download the audio everywhere. I have a Patreon. We have another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Episode number 53 with Ben Glaze and I, premiering on Patreon on Thursday. It'll be a Big Fraud Thursday, followed up by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I haven't yet even begun to start getting my clips yet. So I'd love to give you a preview of what we're going to do, but I don't even have anything. Got a lot of stuff written down, but I don't have anything pulled to park on. But that's at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. Reach me via email on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Eric@EricZaneShow.com. Stand by again. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you to our friends at Blue Frost IT, providing tech support for the show. Berlin Raceway, featuring the limited late model 9K Eric Zane Show car. Driven by Adam Kasari. You can see that car at Berlin Raceway this weekend in the limited late model races. My logo is on the roof of Adam Kasari's limited late model car. Go to berlinraceway.com and get tickets. They're $14. All right, when you buy them online, they're $20 when you get them at the gate. So buy them online. You can buy them online even while you're in the parking lot waiting to go into the venue. You can bring in a cooler, 12 by 18 or smaller. They're strict on that, so make sure you follow the rules. You can fill it with all of your snacks. Those are welcome. And all of your soft drinks. No alcohol, and please no glass at Berlin. You got little ones or any kids 15 and under, they're free. The parking is free. So you can, in theory, get away with entertaining your whole family for a whole night with mom and dad paying for tickets for just $28. How great is that? It is the most affordable ticket in all of West Michigan. BerlinRaceway.com. The insurance agent of choice for the show is Frank Fuss. You can find him at buyinsurancehere.com. He specializes at getting you insured through healthcare.gov or Obamacare. And he can also help you with Medicare, Social Security planning, and, of course, life insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. That's buyinsurancehere.com. I am going to take a quick break because it's time to go tinkle. Sarah says, Berlin drivers, tip your tire and tech guys. Avery's got a Saturday gig there. Oh, that's fantastic. Your son Avery. I will be back in moments. Stand by, please. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.